Cheers. Cheers and welcome to A Bit Drunk. This is the BitPub's audio podcast in which we discuss console gaming topics, past, present, and future. Whilst doing so, we are drinking many fine craft brews and stills. My name is Ian Greer, and joining me this week is, he's hot, he's not, James Lambert.
Both of those are correct.
All at the same time.
Depending on the day.
It's a Monday. It's actually Friday.
It's whatever day
you'll probably be hearing this on a Monday.
Yeah.
Or the two of you that are listening.
Feeling good on a Monday.
I'm easy like Sunday morning, Ian.
You are. You really are. Which, you took the words right out of my mouth, but easy like Sunday morning. Danny Gwynn is also here.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you, James.
Speaking of easy and Sunday mornings and Danny Gwynn, Mr. Easy Sunday Morning, what are we talking about this week?
This week we're talking about movies and video games and the horrible spot at which those two meet and whether or not they should. And
I like to call it where they mush tips.
Yeah, where those tips just kind of rub up against each other and get all frictiony, and maybe where they shouldn't. Maybe where they should. James has some ideas on that later on. That and more once we get into A Bit Drunk.
Yeah, make sure you stick around for that. We got a lot to drink this week.
One half a cheek there?
I mean, yeah, I have a gigantic ass.
Put up that
cheek. I know. I'm into it.
Such on your daddy's ever-expanding map.
That's from Venture Brothers.
Yeah. We got a lot to drink this week. Yeah. Both you guys. Both you fuckers brought it.
Yeah, James, why don't you talk about what you brought first this week?
I'll talk about what I brought. I done brought. So... So I brought from Ballast Point the Grapefruit Sculpin. It's a really good, nice IPA, but it's got a bunch of grapefruit in there.
It's extremely refreshing.
Disagree. So even though grapefruit sometimes is thought of as a winter fruit, it feels really good in summer.
It's citrusy and refreshing.
And it's not like crazy high alcohol content like some of those super hoppy IPAs. It's mediocre. It's a mediocre 7%.
So it's yeah. What's it? It's just it feel the whole thing feels refreshing.
All yeah. Through. Yeah. Fucking railer.
And three children died.
I mean, this is the first beer I think that we've had on this podcast that I just flat out did not like.
Yeah, I opened one and I said, Danny, this is an IPA and it's got grapefruit. You're gonna fucking hate it.
Which is true because I don't like IPAs generally. Although we've had, I think, at least one on this podcast that I tried and I liked. But I do not like grapefruit at all. And the combination of IPA and grapefruit together, I did not enjoy it. It made my whole mouth cramp. Like, I did not like it.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Danny, your opinion is invalid.
Fair enough.
However.
I mean, some people, you know, with no taste buds left might enjoy this. But someone of discerning taste would probably turn their nose up at this.
So those of you who don't have discerning taste...
Ian and James.
That's us. And you like IPAs and you like grapefruit. Ballast Point. Also, I feel like pretty much everything I've had from Ballast Point, I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, they know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, San Diego.
San Diego knows what the hell they're doing, especially with IPAs, because, like, what, Stone is down there. There's a couple others.
There's a lot of potheads.
There's a lot of potheads. IPAs. Ballast Point, Grapefruit Sculpin. Shit's good. Danny, you brought some crap that's actually very good, and I'm working my way through a bottle.
I did. This one is from the Sudwerk Brewing Company out of Davis, California.
It's German.
And us the Germans.
Sudwerk.
So today we're drinking Sudwerk's Brewing Company's The People's Pilsner. It's very good. It's very light, crisp.
I like it, yeah.
I started
with the Ballast Point, now I'm going to this, and it's like, I'm glad I went that route.
Yes. I mean, it's a Pilsner, so I mean, it's light, kind of a refreshing beer.
People write off Pilsners too easily.
Yeah.
It's not hefty. It's like, it doesn't need to be hefty.
It doesn't need to be hefty. Like, this, yeah.
One thing I like about this beer is the bottle cap.
Yeah, so on the label, they've got a bear riding an old-timey bicycle. And on the cap is the same bear riding a bicycle, but when you pop it on the underside of the cap, bear is riding the bicycle, drinking a beer. As if to indicate now that the beer's open, you should do the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's
the little things that are cool to me.
Sudwerk, Northern Pilsner, and Ballast Point Grapefruit Sculpin. Go get you some. Crack them all open while you're listening. Drink them all while you're listening.
At the same time.
Simultaneously.
And enjoy your cirrhosis of the liver.
Also, don't call that room the fucking alien. Finch for the win. All right, I'll give you that one.
Okay,
all right.
Fair.
All right. Speaking of movies, like Alien 3, there's been a lot of like back and forth with video games and movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I think what sticks out in my head most is like, especially as a kid, there's, you know, blockbuster movie comes out, and ergo there's going to be the video game release for it. Actually, a lot of times the video game would come out before the movie would be in theaters. Like, it's like, you know, premiering July, like Judge Dredd premiering in July.
Play the game now.
Play the game right
play
now.
Play the game.
And it was, that was usually, if I was going to like a Blockbuster or the mall and paw video game rental store, just a movie rental store, like the bear paw.
The mall and paw.
The mall and paw. The mauling paw. Come and get your dick ripped off by a bear.
Old Paw Mullins.
Why would a bear target your dick?
Well, if you're waving it at the bear, like, you know, Ian would.
Then
be.
it's warranted.
Oh, yeah,
wear,
of course.
I didn't wear pants till 2008.
And then he was...
Truth.
Then it was just those jean shorts that he macrame's.
Jorts, Danny. Get with the times. Jorts.
There are dozens of us.
Dozens.
Dovens.
Danny.
There are dovens.
There's some doves in here.
Of us.
These doves get into the recording studio. I like to call it a studio to make it sound like we're really professional.
Like we're totally not in your garage.
Yeah, there's
we're
a
not
curtain.
In my garage right now.
A it's curtain. Fine. There's a hippie rug hanging.
Yeah. Plus that purple one.
We're dead inside. We killing sound right and left. We're killers.
If sound was a bitch, we'd be slaying them.
Slayer.
Go on.
No, I don't know.
Oh,
all
right.
I don't want to play Halo. Slayer.
Mm. Call that.
And listen to Slayer. Because anytime he would say Slayer, it's like, I gotta find a Slayer disc. Because we didn't, like, MP3 players were really expensive at that time. So you had to find a CD.
Oh.
And then what happened?
Tell us more of the far off time of the early 2000s.
In the year 2000. I love how Conan will still do that every so often. He'll do his in the year 2000 bits, and it's like 2015.
Yep.
Is it? It's 15 years past the year 2000.
Thank you, James.
14.
I done math to you. Just sprinkle a little on there.
Oh. I get it. So those movie things that you were talking about.
Yeah, but you go to like... did you guys like go and actually rent video games?
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. Of course.
So I'll tell you what.
Don't get emotional.
I'm getting a little verklempt here.
he longs for those bygone so, you know, days.
You're a kid, so you usually don't have too much money, and so you'd have to like wait for like a holiday or a birthday to get a game. So you'd go and rent them, shit like that. But the aisles would often be filled with all these games based off of movies, and I felt like I would play like one or two of them at some point and be like, this is awful and I hate it and I can't wait to return this and get something different. And so that would pretty much write off anything. If I knew this was a movie, I pretty much wouldn't play that game.
Even the rentals, though, that was like a strategic plan. Like, I have Friday evening until Sunday morning to play this game.
Yeah.
I have to pick the right game so that I get the most out of this.
Yeah.
$8 that or whatever that my parents just spent.
What they spent. Yeah, you had to. It was like a lesson in early investment.
Yeah.
Like, am I picking the right stock here?
When you had to do the right amount of research, which for me usually involved standing in the middle of the magazine aisle in the supermarket while my parents' grocery shop.
Yep, yep.
Reading like whatever Game Informer,
EGN,
or various,
Game Informer, Game Pro, Nintendo
and,
Power,
and just like read the reviews. Okay, what's the cool game that's out this week that, you know, I want to rent.
Yeah.
So,
like, what the hell is happening? What the hell's going on?
And if you didn't do the right amount of research, then you were fucked for a whole weekend, and it was disappointing. And sometimes you just hate played a video game because you had spent the money on it already. Yeah.
You're not going to turn it in early.
No, because then you don't have a new game to play.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't just be playing these games I already have. That's bullshit.
But as you were saying, most of these video games that are tied to movies, kind of shitty.
Kind of shit. Like, it was, you'd play one and be like, oh, I like that movie. Why wouldn't I want to play the video game? And then it would just be, the game would just either not be well thought through, or just, like, broken, or just... I think, like, looking back to this adult, it's like, this is just not finished. This is just kind of half-assed. Like,
right.
They crapped out a game in order to, like, have some sort of marketing block to go with it. And
I think that marketing piece is the key to the whole thing, is the fact that it's usually, like, a very tight, like, time constraint on the programmers and the developers, where they're like, okay, here's when the damn movie is launching. We need the game out by that point, or you know, release date minus a month or whatever.
Exactly.
To try to drive hype for the movie. And they're just using it as another form.
Your fucking text while you're trying to...
Bitches be getting a hold of him. What's that? Bitches. The ladies are trying to get a hold of you.
Oh, the ladies are trying to reach you.
It's true. Yeah. So, yeah, I think the fact that, you know, the marketing people are trying to drive it as another way to advertise for the movie, you know, along with TV ads and posters and shit, they're trying to capitalize on the gamer market to get people kind of hyped up in some other way about the movie to drive ticket sales at the movies.
Especially if it's like I would say you never really saw movies for... like the hit drama. You never saw a Good Will Hunting video game. You know, it would be the summer blockbusters, like something you could turn it into a platformer or a shooter or something like that.
Right.
And so it's super easy to market to the kids. So it's like, hey, here's the next stage in our platform. And probably some very smart people in marketing were like, hey, a lot of kids have Segas and Nintendos. We might as well, like, license this out, you know, collect the money on that. And then they can figure out how they want to make their own shit from there. So let's just throw this out in bulk, and they'll buy it in droves.
Right.
And
now, what about going the other way, though? Going from
Wait, what are we talking about?
It goes, you know, both ways.
Going from an established game and taking that and making it a movie.
Oh man,
I think there are plenty of bad examples.
It seems like we can probably go back a little bit later on and say, like, now there were some good examples of each one, but it just seems like it was the same crap all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you would have going from a video game to a movie just didn't translate well. You know what? I never saw the Resident Evil series.
I've heard.
I mean, I've heard the soundtracks, and they're pretty cool.
And Mila Jovovich is
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah. And there's no multipass. But other than that...
Sadly, no multipass.
You got to take them for what they are.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go into... If you're going to go see a video game movie, you got to know that it's not necessarily going to be a high-quality film. Like
House of the Dead,
the Super Mario Brothers movie.
I was just about to bring that up. Like, which, that's a strange guilty pleasure. Like, that's
I really like that movie, even though I know it's awful.
You can watch it, like, as a movie, this is terrible, but
no one liked that movie, including the people who made it.
Yeah.
They
said repeatedly that they thought it was terrible.
It was John Leguizamo, who's the guy who played Mario.
It was
and I guess
Bob
the guy,
Hoskins.
Yeah, and he was, like, drunk.
They both were drunk.
Like all
that's
the time.
How they got,
like, John Leguizamo does not do it. Yeah, that John Leguizamo, cuz I guess
Hopkins.
I guess it was a couple who directed it, and they were really difficult to work with.
Mm.
Like, just terrible directors to work with. And it was, to me, like, going back as an adult and watching it now, it's like, this is a really, like, almost, and as this, speaking as someone who loves, like, who gets a huge boner for, like, surrealist avant-garde shit, like, this is really kind of creepy and strange. It looked like they tried to make Super Mario Brothers in that fashion, you know, like, you have,
like, a reimagining,
an anthropomorphized Koopa,
yeah,
you know, Bowser King,
right?
And, you know, everything is super cyberpunk. Everything is, like, super cyberpunk. Yep. It's like, has this Blade Runner feel to it,
but, like, they tried to, like, ratchet it up a little bit with, lay the weird, like, the fungus is taking over, so now it's the
Mushroom Kingdom,
and then the Goombas are like just regular people that got turned into these fucking weird ass lizard guys.
Yeah, it's like the mushrooms growing everywhere is like, it's like they stole from Ghostbusters, where you, like Ghostbusters 2, we have the slime everywhere and it makes everybody like angry and mad and shit.
I always thought that it looked like that, the like mushroom like fungusy crap that's everywhere. I always thought it looked like the guts of a pumpkin, like when you carve it out for Halloween and then just like fucking hanging around everywhere.
Strange enough, talking about it makes me kind of want to watch it again, because it's, you can, like I said, you can watch it and say like, this is a terrible movie. But there's just something about it where I can't stop watching this.
It's what I refer to as like a B-plus movie, where you know it's bad, but you still enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's like Starship Troopers.
Which, so should we give them props?
Terrible, but I enjoy watching it still.
Oh, yeah. Also, because we were in like, what, junior high when that came out? And it had tits in it.
Well, yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah.
There's the shower scene.
Yeah. And then you're shooting giant bugs. And then like, what?
Doogie Howser was in it.
Doogie Howser was in. He was a doctor,
and he like mind controlled his ferret or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what? Yeah. A couple years later, StarCraft came out, and we got to shoot bugs. That's or did true. StarCraft come out before that or after it?
Yeah. I don't know.
If only the internet could tell us these answers. Only.
Kids, go on the internet and look up dates released for Starship Troopers and StarCraft.
We should record two alternate endings to this, to like this discussion. To, like,
choose your own adventure.
Yeah, choose your own adventure. So it's like as if StarCraft came out after, or StarCraft came out before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, obviously it came out before, so they were borrowing from that. It's like, and then we built in it, or you know, it came out after. It's like, oh, it came out after, so they built an entire game around shooting bugs.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, it worked
bugs
out well.
Bugs are gross.
Worked out well for Blizzard.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Eleanor was joining the podcast.
She's probably not unplugging anything.
She's probably this is completely Faye's unplugging dog, every single thing.
This is Faye's dog. Faye will someday be on the podcast.
No one knows Faye.
Yeah,
not yet.
The two people who listen to this probably.
Here's how it's going
to
go.
Like, which means the two people listen to this, like there are three of us, which means only two of us listen to it. I don't listen to it. I mean, I edit it, but I don't listen to it.
I listen to it.
Hi, Sabrina.
It's me and my wife. We listen to it. I've convinced one of my friends to listen to it, but he doesn't listen to it for like a week and a half until like a week and a half after we release it, and then he'll just send me a random text that's like, "Hey, that one thing you said was funny," and I'm like, "God damn, we recorded like 3 weeks ago. I don't know what in the shit he's talking about." So anyway, I think the takeaway here is, what the fuck, video game movies?
Yeah, right.
However, recently, the World of Warcraft movie has started to get like teaser trailers released and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of coming around.
Given how good Blizzard is with their like cinematics and their video games, I'm really excited to see the quality of animation that comes out of this movie.
How will they depict what level you are?
How fancy your shoulder pieces are, obviously.
It's such big shoulders.
They're so big. How fancy is your helmet, and how big are your shoulder pieces?
It's Rocco's Modern Life reference. It's such big shoulders. Anybody?
Nah.
Anybody out there? All right.
Nah.
Fucking. Such a great show.
So I
kind of agree. Like, it looks good. I feel like Blizzard has a good pedigree for that. It's probably going to be a success, and the reason I'm thinking so is because there's no real... I mean, yeah, there's a loose story to... There is a story to World of Warcraft, but you don't have a set... Like, nobody plays the same character. Everybody plays themselves. They play an avatar of themselves, however they want to, however you want to consider that. Everybody's playing Avatar.
So you're a blue thing blue that aliens. Fucks a horse
you're
with your
blue
ponytail.
Thing that fucks a horse and it's Fern Gully.
You fuck a horse's ponytail with your ponytail.
In Fern Gully, and they stole lines from Pocahontas. I don't know.
Somebody's named John Smith.
Yeah.
And he ponytail fucks a chick.
Yeah.
And then he fucks a pterodactyl. It's red. I don't know.
Pterodactyl's dick is red?
You are so into it, Danny.
Man, I am. I will ponytail fuck the shit out of a pterodactyl.
What if it was Steven Seagal? Yeah.
That would explain why he has the ponytail all the time.
Yeah.
That's what gets him off.
So does the fucking happen with his ponytail? Is that like the phallus? Or is that somebody holds on to that?
Yeah, it's like Avatar, where it all kind of peels apart and then recombines with somebody else's ponytail, and then they fuck each other through their little weird.
Wait, can you just use ponytail. It to like DP somebody and like put the you kind of like head tail in the butt, and then you do the other thing?
I mean,
it's a chick. If it's a dude,
he keeps it pretty short cropped. I feel like
that if it's a dude, it's just two in the butt.
Yeah,
tail and
just stack them.
Tail and wiener.
It's going in. Little known fact: Steven Seagal's pubes also have a ponytail.
Only one.
I already knew.
Yeah, that. He braids them all together. In a
way. I already knew that. That's. I mean, I'm.
Proud I mean, you're of, you're an insider I, though.
Yeah, I'm in the circle.
He's been inside of you.
Yeah,
with his weird pube ponytail.
His ponytail has been inside you.
Yeah.
Would it be a pubie tail?
A pubie tail. My little pubie. I would watch the shit out of that. Mm. Where are we going with this?
The World of Warcraft movie.
Yeah, World of Warcraft movie. So they have a good, pedigree for their cutscenes and for their, like, the general loose thing, but it's the person's avatar in there. There's no set character.
Well,
so you don't have any standard to live up to. Like, you don't have a...
And how do you base a story? Like, what's the expectation for a storyline in a movie? Like, you have a chronological linear thing that has to happen in a movie.
Right,
which exactly. You don't have in the World of Warcraft.
Right, I mean, or is it, or, you know, you might be able to take... an experience that everybody, like people who played it. The one thing I know is Molten Core. Like, that's the one thing I know because all my friends had like t-shirts that talked about Molten Core and shit like that.
So
apparently it's a big event for the game.
Well, prior even to World of Warcraft coming out, there was the three Warcraft games that all clearly
which
were
I
those
didn't.
Are strategy games. Those all right. had is Warcraft.
But they had a three. Huge plot.
They all had long plots. They were very good. And then that all just kind of opened up into World of Warcraft where it was like, all right, here's the state of the world.
Yeah.
Go and run around.
There are a few specific events that are happening.
Right.
And you, just political, blah, blah, blah.
Usually the main story events all kind of happened through like dungeons and like raids.
Right.
Where it was like you bring a bunch of people together and you go into an organized area and that would be like a piece of the story would happen. And usually the big ones that like move the story forward were every time they would launch an expansion, you know, you go pay your money, you get the expansion pack, and then at the beginning of that, it was like, oh, hey, here's the next piece of the story.
Right.
Now everybody's in this new area. This new thing is happening.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're going to try to, like, pick up the story where it left off with the last expansion, or if they're just going to try to summarize a few of the main events or something. Because there are, like, main characters
right.
in the game that all the players interact with. Like, oh, this guy's the king of the dwarves, and this guy's the leader of the orcs. And, you know, those are named characters that everybody interacts with.
Yeah.
So I feel like, of course, they're not just going to have, like, you know, McDingleberry, the level 58 wizard, running around.
Hey, I worked hard to get there, okay?
Fuck you, Ian. That's a dumb name, and you should feel dumb.
I do.
I think it's awesome.
Shut up, James.
Thanks, James.
Why don't you guys just ponytail fuck each other, all right?
I need to grow it out a little longer.
Yeah.
Pubes.
I've been shaving. Keeping the crabs down, man. I'm helping.
I got it lasered off. It's like a turtle shell.
Full Brazilian. So that's what I'm wondering is, like, will that make this video game movie a success? Because you're not coming into it with a preconceived notion of how this character should act, should be,
right.
et cetera, et cetera. Like, the Mario Brothers movie was probably really weird because they didn't have much personality until that. Like, they didn't really say, God, they didn't talk until, what, the N64 games?
Yeah, when Mario, Ooh. Like, fell asleep and he's going,
I'm tired!
Spaghetti! Mamma mia! And just like
and the it's most just racist. So offensive and racist.
But I loved
but
it.
No Everyone one cared. Loved it. No one cared, and everybody loved it.
Especially Italians. Can't get enough
really
of spaghetti or Mario.
Yeah. Or spaghetti with Mario. Mm.
Spaghetti really Mario want, Nara.
I really want spaghetti right now.
Marinara.
James That's totally spaghetti. Looked like he was jerking his head around like he was having a fucking orgasm right there.
For the listeners at home,
follow along. But yeah, there's nothing. They don't have a bar to set for a particular character. I think that, like, sometimes, yes, obviously, like, some of these video game movies were outright awful or just outright terrible. But you also had, I think, some of the things that made it frustrating was you had people. or they would make the character into a way where you're like, no, I played the game. That's not what they did. Or at least like, that's not how I played the game or the character. That's right. That's what I did. And so when you play it, it's like reading a book. It's like the same book movie analogy. It's like the book was better. Well, of course the book was fucking better. It was like,
it took your head.
Yeah, it's in your head. You had to fill in the lines. It took you 3 weeks to read it.
And they have infinitely more. They have much more time to describe something to you.
Right.
That, you know, you have to, with a movie, you just have to show somebody something.
Right.
Hope that they take in all the details.
And hope you gain the same affinity that you did for the character in the game.
Right.
Or the character in the book. It's the same same problem that comes across.
I think there's a lot more investment when you're playing a video game.
Oh, yeah.
When you're watching a movie. Watching a movie is passive. Like, you're there for the viewing experience, whereas with a video game, you're there for the interactive experience.
Right. Well, it's very, like, again, the book analogy, like, it's the same thing. Like, I you guys know I love RPGs. I love very heavy story-driven games. And we have friends who don't even play games at all, and they're like, I don't understand how you do this. And it's like, for me, it's like sitting down and reading a book.
Yeah.
I am taking in an extremely descriptive story, as well as also kind of taking part in it. Like, I'm also, I get to inject like some of my own thoughts, the way I would handle things into it. And at the same time, it's also like there's puzzles and there's activities and there's, you get to shoot some fuckers and whatever. Like, or hit them with a sword, or I don't know, jump on some platforms, just whatever. But there is, just snort some coke. You do that in games, right?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I do that while I'm playing games.
Right, right. Yeah, sorry. That's what I meant.
Off of James's ass.
Yeah, that's...
Of James's ass?
That's how we got to know him.
There's a lot of hair down there.
But it holds a lot of coke. Like, that hair holds...
It's like a coke sponge. My ass hair.
Yeah. Like, I don't even have to refill it for, like, weeks at a time.
Yeah.
I just keep going back.
Never mind.
Let's just carry on.
Move forward.
So... All right, let's try and... So we've obviously kind of, like, shit on the idea of movies as video games and vice versa. But there's always a diamond in the rough. And I use that turn of phrase for a very specific sense in that some of them are really good, and one of that diamond in the rough, I feel, is the Aladdin video game, especially on the Sega Genesis. Mm.
It was a difficult game.
It was a very difficult game. But I think... It was just a good platformer, Virgin Interactive. Yeah, oh yeah, sorry. We interrupt this brief description of a classic video game for the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo to get more beer. Shit. I don't claim to know your wardrobe too well, but is that a new Black Flag shirt?
This is not a new Black Flag shirt. This is a flag.
Oh, flag. Sorry.
Shirt.
It's a new shirt to you, I should say.
So... 2 years ago, I think there were two Black Flag reunions that happened. One was called Black Flag, which was kind of headed by Greg Ginn, the guitar player.
Yeah.
And another one, just called Flag, which was like Bill Stevenson and Keith Morris and a bunch of other guys, who were members of Black Flag originally.
Right, right.
Or at different times during Black Flag's history. This is the fun one. Flag is the fun one,
yeah.
I got to see them play live. They came out, they said, "We're not Black Flag, we're Flag. We play these songs because they're fun, because you like them, because we like them. We're not here to make money. We're here to have a blast and entertain you, and we hope that we can do that today."
Yeah.
And just fucking railed and melted my face.
That's awesome. Yeah, because as Flag and Black Flag would have always done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No Henry Rollins?
He's counting his money somewhere.
He's counting his money. He's too busy. I've always wanted to go to his spoken word things, like his like one-man show things, but I never... We almost had the opportunity to go, but I missed it.
I saw one, and he was very entertaining. He wasn't as, like, in your face as I hoped he would be. He wasn't as punk rock. I'm putting bunny ears or quote marks. But, it was fun.
They were going to try and fix his computer when she worked at the Apple Store in Chicago, but it ended up it had really bad liquid damage to it. So they ended up just replacing it. But she had
probably
like,
sweat from working out.
Yeah.
Bro, sweat. Doing all them reps, bro.
She's like, I just ended up transferring the data from his old hard drive to the new one, just moving. But she's like, you open up this laptop and has just a shit ton of sticky notes on it with just random things like, I am Henry Rollins and I eat animals or I kill animals and stuff like that. Just one line thoughts where it's like, all right.
Well, all right.
Okay. Thanks, Henry Rollins. Anyways.
Yeah.
So now that we have beer, we can resume discussion.
Yes, let's.
Yeah. So, yeah, Diamond in the Rough, the Aladdin game. I played it on both. I remember as a kid on Genesis, Super Nintendo. I feel like the Genesis one was awesome. Like, just really, really good. Like, Virgin Media, Virgin Interactive developed it. It came out after the movie.
So is that the Richard Branson Virgin?
The Richard Branson Virgin. Okay. So the record company, the airline,
the space everything. Company.
The space company.
They invented space.
Yeah.
True story. You heard it here first.
Yeah. They own it. Richard Branson. Also, list of people like I think would be really cool to meet. Sir Richard Branson. I think he'd be a really cool fucker to hang out with.
I'd do lines off a hooker's boobs with him.
Yeah. Or ass.
Which seems pretty much constant.
Either way.
Danny is really into doing coke out off of someone's ass.
Yeah.
All right, Danny. When we're done recording, we'll go do coke off of someone's ass.
But I have James. It's not like I've never done it before.
Right, but we change it up a bit. It could be like brand new experience.
Yeah, it's not that much.
We'll do super coke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so Aladdin.
Fucking talking about Aladdin.
It was one of the good games. The animation in the game, like the sprite animation, was incredible. Like, it was really, really good. The game was fun. It was challenging. It was hard. I think what also made it successful is that it followed the progress of the movie, like as a lot of video game. Video games.
But like in a nebulous way.
Very nebulous way. Yeah, it was like it still kept things fairly loose.
You're
in
the marketplace, and then you're in the marketplace for like 4 fucking hours trying to jump over a goddamn guard that's like running
on top apples of at you or shit. Yeah, something like that. You gotta like hit him back at them or whatever. And it's like bullshit. He's a really fat guard, and it's like, how is he so good at fighting? He's really fat.
He's running around on top of like this canvas thing that he should easily be falling through the whole time.
Where's my monkey? God damn it.
Yeah, god damn it.
That monkey was a barrel of trouble. I was going to say a barrel of monkeys, but it seems redundant.
That monkey was an entire barrel of monkeys.
All right, go back to bed, Grandpa.
God damn monkey.
As I tell you how many monkeys
in the barrel. So many Germans in the war.
Wow.
You ever kill a man with a bayonet?
Yes, but no. Yeah, I killed a man, Grandpa. Not with a bayonet, though.
Just to watch him die.
Just watch him die. With my bare hands. Those bare hands I got in the wall? I killed a bear to get those hands.
And then I killed a man with that.
With those hands. With damn hands. Second best one. Second best movie video game I can think of was The Lion King on Super Nintendo, which is also a really awesome game.
And challenging.
And extremely challenging. Also really good, like, programming, animation.
The thing I'd like to point out about both of those is that the music was, like, spot on for both of those games.
Yeah, it was excellent. It wasn't, like, overdone or overhyped, and they had, like, really good... I'm thinking of Aladdin on Genesis, and they even had, like, little sound clips from the movie that they would play and, like, little kind of similar jokes from the movie. And it didn't have the classic... Genesis, you have a voice on there and it sounds like garbage. Like, they did the audio really well. But yeah, those were, and strangely enough, both Disney movies.
I was gonna say that,
right?
Yeah, strangely enough. I just remember I rented the Aladdin game on a whim. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot, because I thought the movie, like, I really liked the movie as a kid. I liked Robin Williams, and I was like, wow, this is actually really cool. And then Lion King, another friend had gotten it for Christmas, and his folks also, like, they were a good family friend. They got it for me for Christmas too. They're like, they love this game so much. Like they keep raving about it. Here you go. And I was like, wow, this is. And I was like, okay, thanks. Yeah, movie, video game. Like, threw it in. Awesome. I just had a blast with it.
Yeah.
God, what else is good?
I mean, do you guys ever play Jurassic Park?
I did.
Yes. Yes.
Also, Sega Genesis era.
Sega Genesis one. So it was game. So completely different on terrible. The Super Nintendo and Sega
like
Genesis.
I did not like it. I used to play it at my cousin's house a lot, and we discovered that you could kind of hack the game a little bit, where if you're playing, so you could play as the raptor or as Grant.
Right. In Rampage Edition.
No, in the original one.
I think you
could do it in the original one,
too. Yeah.
So I go over to my cousin's house. He'd get on there as player one, play Grant, and then we found out that if you plug in a second controller into the player two spot and do some combination of button presses, the second player could move Grant around on the screen and like make him fly around in the game. So we would cheat code our way to the last level where you're fighting the raptors
in the
museum. And then I'd like levitate him around the screen so he like to dodge him out of the way of raptors while he's trying to shoot him with his like stun gun or whatever. That was fun, but the game was not great.
The controls were so floaty. I remember that, like, looking back now, because I got it for Christmas as a kid, and I liked it a lot on Sega Genesis, because I was like, I love Jurassic Park, and it's like, I can play as Grant or the Raptor, and it's like, they kind of had cool merits, because Grant could get, like, cool shit, like tasers and whatnot, and shoot things, and then the Raptor was a fucking Raptor.
It ate drugs, and then got fucked up, and just, like, killed everything.
But then I always remember, like, as a kid, like, it's really, like, I press a button and it would be a delay and what you would do, and it's like everything would be floaty and the jumps would be weird, like, the control would be weird. Like, looking back now, it's like, oh, yeah, the control really sucked in that game. It was really, really, it was not precise at all. And then it was completely different on the Super Nintendo. Did you ever play it on
I only played it on Sega.
So Sega Genesis, it was like a side-scroller, like a platformer. Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Super Nintendo was this top-down version of
like
the game.
Like Grand Theft Auto 1?
Yeah, and you had Grant, and it was like a lot of Mode 7 zooming shit in there. I only played that a couple of times at like a buddy's house, and it was, we also all thought it was cool because the game itself supported like Dolby 5.1, and it was like the rich kid, so he had the actual, like,
he did have Dolby.
Yeah, he had Dolby 5.1 or whatever. Or Dolby
he had
Surround.
The 5 and the 0.1.
Especially
the
point that 0.1, bro.
There's the 5, there's a
He's all about
one.
That bass.
Yeah. No
that
trouble.
Big mouth bass.
Yep. Big mouth Billy Bass. No trouble.
What?
That was weak and forced. All right, so Ian.
Yes.
Rumor has it that you know of the very best and worst of all video game conversions from movies and possibly back to video games.
Oh, like the
pinnacle of
the pinnacle. So it's
conversion.
Yeah. Like where they go back and forth. I feel like the most Inception-esque example of this. I think I know what you're getting at. So we all know and love Street Fighter. Classic fighting series. Evo.
Great video.
Just happened a little while ago, and it was awesome. Well, we were at California Extreme. What was going on?
KX.
Went to that KX huge
everywhere.
KX, which was a great time, by the way. Like I had a blast.
I had fun. There were some nerds that needed to wash themselves.
I'm talking to you, Music Corner.
Yeah. Hey, listen up, Dance Dance Revolution Corner of the exhibit.
Whatever
hall.
K-pop DJ game that James is playing.
Hey, we're gonna put those pictures up on the Twitter, by the way.
Killed it with that song.
Yeah, you did.
You fucking wrecked house on that.
Yeah.
And I have the best picture of James with the most creeper face ever playing that game. It's great.
Listen.
This is Korean girl's face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to touch a Korean girl's face?
Yes.
You can do it in this
video
game.
Said that really quickly, didn't I?
Ian, maybe just pump your brakes a little bit there, pal. Why don't you just sit back? Don't touch the girls. It's pay extra for that. Listen up, Dance Dance Revolution and Guitar Hero and Drum Game Corner of the exhibit. Put on some fucking deodorant, all right? You're not in elementary school anymore.
Seriously.
Shower.
Just don't eat hot Cheetos one day in a row.
Here's what you don't... And before you show up, all you even have to do is just stand under hot water for a little while. You know what? I'm not even requiring you to use soap initially.
But put deodorant on.
Rinse yourself and then deodorant. Clean clothing.
Yeah, that's it.
God damn it.
That's it. If you don't know how to
if
do
you close
laundry,
your mouth?
Do the... Yeah.
While you're breathing?
Yeah, it's totally fine. Breathe through your nose.
Maybe chew some gum if you can't be bothered to brush your teeth. Like, look, you guys... With the unwashed and the smelliness, you give the rest of us nerds a bad name, all right? Yeah. And you make the non-nerds not want to come around you, all right?
Yeah.
So do us all a favor and clean yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
All that rage out of the side, we were at California Extreme Expo, in Santa Clara, which is a pinball and arcade game expo.
Maybe we'll talk otherwise about known as CAX.
Otherwise known as CAX.
CAX.
And it was really cool.
It was
cool.
I enjoyed
the hell out of it. We got the good advice from a friend of ours, Dan, who was like, it's way quieter in the evening. And there's also bands. Like, there's really good music. Like
Kirby's Dream Band.
Kirby's Dream Band, which apparently is really awesome.
I watched a few of their videos on YouTube. Yeah. It was pretty legit.
Yeah, they do like some rock and punk bands that are just like, oh, good video game themed. Which is, you know, might be quirky, but at the same time, hey, if they're having fun and you're having fun, that's all that matters. So yeah, apparently going in the evening is the best time to go. So maybe I'm definitely going to go next year, and I might take that advice. Like, rather than going earlier in the morning, like, oh, fuck it, I'll get my badge later. And
I think that's the right way to go about it.
Later in the day, going a little half baked and half drank.
So what was your favorite game?
Sorry. Okay, so let's talk about Street Fighter.
Oh,
we're totally tangential right now, huh?
Yeah, man, we're
yeah.
Danny wants to reel it in. Let's go back to Street Fighter.
Real bad game. We'll talk about CAX later. We'll talk about huge CAX later on.
Well,
so yeah.
No, you were going to touch on Street Fighter at CAX, I think, first.
Yeah, maybe, because we played CAX a lot of it. Yeah, we had to play like a bunch of people. Like people like donate, or not donate, but they bring in their arcade CAX.
Their own machines.
Yeah, they bring them and set them up, whatever, and sometimes they'll sell them, whatever. But so yeah, we've got to play a lot of Street Fighter. So we all know and love Street Fighter. It's a great game. So then, of course, they made a movie. Not a year later, Street Fighter, the movie starring Jean-Claude Van Damme. And then here's where it gets really, really Inception and fucked up. On the Sega Saturn, and I think on the PlayStation as well, but I remember because I had a Saturn, and I rented it for some reason, because I like fighting games. There was Street Fighter, the movie,
the game.
So you go from Street Fighter, which are like hand-curated sprites, like hand-drawn animation and sprites, and obviously even later on, like actual like cell shaded, I don't even know like all of the technology involved in it, but like very detailed character models in that.
You had to steal quarters from your mom. Mm-hmm. You had to go to the 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Oh man. So it was the nearest thing to us in St. Louis. There's a gas station chain called Huck. Think Huckleberry Finn because it's set in Missouri.
In Missouri. It's not even
St. Louis is not Missouri.
It is, yeah.
We've talked about
it. Yeah, you gotta go south of St. Louis to get to Missouri. Anywho, because it's a Missouri thing. So there's Hux, and the Hux near me had, for a while, they had a Street Fighter 2 cab. And I would just go there all the time. So these guys just walk there, and it was great. Did that again. Anywho, so beautiful game. Hey, what the hell? Like, we've already made like three of these games. I think Street Fighter 3 had come out by the time they made Street Fighter the movie. I don't know if Street Fighter Alpha 3 or whatever variants they had released by that point. So starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, and it was weird and a terrible movie, just like you would expect from a conversion from video game to movie.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And then someone somewhere decided, hey, why don't we make a video game version of the movie? And instead of having like the sprites and the hand-drawn animation, everything like that, it was motion capture, like digitization,
like the original graphics. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, think like Mortal Kombat, like a digitized person. Like Blanca was just some dude
painted green
and kind of had orangish hair. And I don't even remember how he came about in the movie. Like, I think it was some sort of experiment in Brazil or something like that.
Some weird.
There's lots of shit that happens in Brazil.
Yeah.
I seen some stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
He had done seen it.
We should go. Brazil. Podcast live from Brazil.
Let's do it.
All right, sure. Why not?
Carnival.
During Carnival. All
right. I'll march in the parade.
Yep.
Yeah, I will too.
With the big, with the dancer girl costume.
She could have a penis.
I mean, probably does. Let's be honest.
Who cares?
But
I'm not. I mean,
the most important thing
is what matters.
The most important thing is you could probably snort coke out of your ass.
Yeah,
probably. God, I hope so.
On and out of. Yeah.
All around.
I think it's the law.
Like, well, welcome to Brazil. Please snort coke out of this woman's ass.
In order to enter Brazil, you must snort coke off of this man woman's ass.
All right. Yeah, well, all right. When in Rome.
Yeah, when in Rome. Here's my passport. Stamp it up. You're Bogota bullion.
Delightful.
So, yeah, Street Fighter the movie, the game. on Sega Saturn. I remember renting this and playing it and not know. Like, it was just, it was in the arcade. They actually made an arcade variant of it. That's right. Oh, like, this was an arcade cab. And it was god awful. Like, you think of Street Fighter as like balance game and response control.
There's a brand
control.
And there's like a certain level of quality you expect from that brand.
And if there's some sort of imbalance, you can expect like, oh, it's going to be Alpha 3 plus. Well, like, they're just going to keep adding.
Alpha Turbo 75. Coming out.
75 bubblegum.
Ooh. Oh, is this the bubblegum edition?
Dude, Street Fighter 3 Alpha Turbo 75 bubblegum was my jam growing up. I'll tell you that. I was untouchable.
I'm sure that it was, Ian.
As a no woman or man.
In the Untouchables, Sean Connery got killed.
Person would touch me.
I was thinking we were talking about like the caste of folks from India called the Untouchables, where the people want to have nothing to do with them. That's Ian.
They wouldn't touch me either.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Did you say caste?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
I thought it was caste.
Yeah. I'd always heard it said caste.
Whatever. Actually, that's the first time I've heard it said caste.
Yeah, well, fuck both of y'all.
I don't know what they know in Gilroy, California.
Not much.
Old Gilroy. That's old Gilroy over there.
Eh?
Eh?
Bye, cranky!
But I can't think of any other game that would be more descriptive of how frustratingly fucked up video marketing. Games and video game movies and marketing can be. Yeah. Street Fighter the movie, the game. Here's an arcade game. Here's a Sega Saturn and a PlayStation version.
Give you your money.
Yeah. I gave him rental money. And I think when I returned it, because I knew the guys, because I had a Blockbuster near me eventually, and I had like just kind of a local spot. And the local spot was actually
the Mall
really
and
cool.
Paul.
The Mall and Paul. The
old Mall and Paul.
Mall and, no, it was Paul Mall. I just got cigarettes there. <As a kid. laughs>
They taught me how to smoke.
But I just remember going back to this little shop, and I think I just was like, I just kind of glared at the guy and returned the game. He's like, "Not good, huh?" I was like,
"Nope."
Ian also didn't talk until he was 12.
Yeah,
or get potty trained.
Yeah, and then I didn't shut the hell up or stop peeing or pooping because I didn't.
God, it's a constant problem.
It's a regular problem.
He's very regular.
Problem with regularity.
It's not constant. Pated.
Constant pated. James, I think you had a thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, about video games?
About video games and movies. Something with a wrestler in it or something?
Yeah. So there's a movie.
Yep.
It's a movie from the 80s. It's called They Live. And it is starring Rowdy Roddy Piper. And this is a movie which I think would translate excellently into a video game. But
so you think this would be like the salvation of the transition between...
This would be one of the good examples.
No. I don't think it would be the salvation.
You just think this would be an exception to the rule.
There'll always be shit games made after movies. But... there's a bunch of scenes. So the plot of this movie, aliens have been on Earth for a while. You can't see them because they've hijacked our satellite systems and are broadcasting mind control stuff so that you don't see them as aliens. But Rowdy Roddy Piper finds some magic sunglasses that let you see the aliens, and then he goes off on a quest to enlighten everyone and make sure everyone on Earth can see that there are people occupying us. So that's the basic plot.
I need to watch this movie.
It's an awesome, fun, campy movie. There's an awesome fight scene where he fights his best friend, fist fight, and
the drunk movie night.
Convinces him, put on these sunglasses. And then at the end of the fight, he forces the sunglasses onto this guy, and he sees that in fact there are aliens among us. So there's a lot of scenes. There's a scene where that I think would translate well into a video game, where there's this TV studio, there's an underground resistance, you're trying to broadcast what's happening in the real world, and then you have to escape because the alien invaders have come to shut it down because they're the cops.
Right.
And so there's this scene where there's all these guys up on the tops of buildings as you're running through this alley, and they're shooting at you and you're shooting back. And I just think it would be awesome as like a fun either mini game thing like Resident Evil or first person shooter or just like adventure beat 'em up. It just looks like it'd be cool.
We haven't had a good beat 'em up in a long time.
I feel like those kind of went away after like the PS2. I feel like it was the last time I saw
PS2 Saturn a beat-em-up era. Yeah, it was like so Saturn somewhat Dreamcast era.
The studio that I would like to do this is a studio that I regularly have a boner for, which is Rockstar.
Yeah.
They have made a video game based on a movie in the past, which was Warriors.
Oh, that's right. They did do the Warriors.
Right.
That was on sale on PSN a little while
also
ago.
Also, super nostalgic 70s gang-based New York. Like, it was fun. It was just a beat 'em up. Like, you ran around.
Did you get to fight the mimes?
Yeah, totally.
Nice.
They make a lot of cool games where you have all these little mini-games and you have this whole grandiose underlying theme, and they're really good at capturing the feeling of a specific point in popular culture. So my vote is for them to make a video game based on the movie from the 80s with Roddy Piper called They Live.
That would be awesome. Because you listed off a number of ways like where they could go with the game. What would be your dream version of that game? Would it be like an open world, like a GTA or something like that?
Well, so like the Warriors game was pretty linear.
Right.
And I think that would serve the way that the movie was set up, but I think there's a lot of ways you could explore. And Rockstar and like Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead, like these franchises are kind of open world based.
Yeah.
But I don't think it has to be open world.
No. I think just everybody thinks like Rockstar and they think an open world game, but then there's some that are a lot more, like you said, more linear. Like there's some openness to it, but a lot more linear. Like I think like L.A. Noire, which I really, really loved.
Yeah.
Like, really, really good game.
That was a fun game.
Yeah, it was a really good game. Where it's like you have a path you need to, you know, you could have several endings from it, but you have a path that you need to take. Like you're kind of given instruction and some guidance on which way to go. Because I would play the shit out of the guy.
That was another one where that Rockstar did a really good job of capturing the feeling of a time
and
a place.
Absolutely.
L.A.
in the 50s.
30s? 40s, 50s? Whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was post-World War II.
Okay, so 50s. Yeah,
it was like late 40s, early 50s.
He's driving around like a Studebaker.
And just like the way that people talked and like the feeling of the people and the dress and all that kind of stuff.
And LA was new.
On point.
Hollywood was a new-ish thing. Like,
it was like still...
California like, was life like was still being land. Defined. Yeah, Hollywood land and California was still being defined. Like, they're very good at capturing a state of mind and a state of era. They would be perfect for that game. That's true.
Yeah, so I think... The 80s are distant enough in the past now where it would be the same kind of thing. Like you're recapturing this feeling that happened back then. And just like this awesome, like over the top, campy kind of buddy action movie. There's a love interest in it.
I feel like the over the top campy thing, that's a very 80s, like in and of itself.
The term I hear a lot is a good popcorn movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think, it was Kevin Smith when he was directing, what's the thing he did with, it was the movie with Bruce Willis, like the buddy cop movie, like the entire time, like everybody's like, oh, it's going to be a Kevin Smith movie. He's like, no, this script is already written. I've just been asked to direct it. And he's like, I'm taking it as like a buddy cop popcorn movie. Like, this is like, I would take my dad. Like, hey dad, you want to go see this movie? Like, you get a big bucket of popcorn. It's like, that's exactly, like, that's the feel of the 80s. Like, you go tonight, like, oh, we're going to get shitty popcorn from movie theater and overpay for a soda and just have a great time.
Wish we had a DeLorean.
I wish I had a DeLorean to this day. They were, like, when I went to Maker Faire a little while ago, there was, like, 6 DeLoreans there.
Yeah.
Because you have to be a maker to own a DeLorean.
Yeah, and fix all I think the parts so, yeah, just to fix everything up. And it was, like, they were kings of Maker Faire.
Yeah, they were.
I know this break to do coke out of someone's ass.
So anyways, go see the movie. Write Rockstar. Tell them to make the game. everyone will be happy.
Yeah, they will.
I need to see this movie. Bit Drunk Movie Night.
I think it's on Hulu.
Is it on Hulu? Really?
Pretty sure. Man. We should seriously watch it.
Yeah, I'm totally down with that.
Can we just get drunk and or high and watch?
Just do coke out of my ass and watch They Live?
Yeah.
Dude, just barbecue or smoke something. Like, not the reefer that we're already doing.
Sure.
But like, on the grill.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds like a great time. Right?
I've gotten really good at smoking ribs on the grill.
Yeah?
Really fucking good at it.
Still haven't gotten an invite for that.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Yeah, because fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, James. Beat me to it.
Thanks, guys.
Really, in reality, it was like, I just wanted to get good at a few things before I had people over, and I'm like, yeah, I can do that. I can just throw a bunch of ribs on there. And the downside is, it's like, since it's smoking and barbecue, it's like, well, it's ready when it's ready, so yeah. I'm shooting for 6. Could be 7. Who knows?
Who knows?
Danny, what you got? I mean,
you know,
so we've definitely gone back in time for a lot of stuff. I'm also trying to think of like what newer things, like, because like going from game to movie, there was Doom. Is Doom? Was Doom? We did that already, right? The Rock was in it.
Yeah, it was.
I'm just not making this up.
Right? I mean, I didn't know that was. Didn't see it. I heard it was god awful.
Yeah, it looked god awful.
So one thing that has kind of stood out to me, and it's not a movie specifically based off, sorry, it's not a game based off of any specific movie, but more like a collection of characters and like ideas from like a series of movies, and that is the Kingdom Hearts game.
A surprisingly awesome collaboration series.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously you have this big video game history side of it where they took all these characters from Final Fantasy and then they mash them up with all these worlds and characters from Disney movies and Disney cartoons. And it made this original story that crossed into a lot of like existing Disney areas. Like you go to the Little Mermaid world and Nightmare Before Christmas and all these various places, Hercules. And like that game has been one of my favorite games, I think, that I've ever played. The story is great. The gameplay is extremely fun. And, you know, it all, like, the mashup of it all has just kind of is its own original thing that I hadn't really felt like had been done before.
Yeah.
So while that in and of itself is not a direct translation from a movie to a game, I still think they took, like, these core concepts of...
don't get distracted
God
by that.
Damn it. I'm so
Ian's
distracted
got his it. Penis in Danny's penis. It's a space dock.
Wow. I mean, that thing is small.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about yours or his?
It's like I mean, both, honestly.
It's like a micro meteor.
Did you ever see that? What was that movie about Mars? Never mind. I'm just...
I just watched Interstellar a little while ago.
Red Planet, yeah.
Oh, God.
Who's the guy? Jeff?
Goldblum.
No.
Something Robbins? Tim Robbins. Tim Robbins.
Yeah, I think it's Tim Robbins.
And the fat kid from Stand By Me. And then micrometeors blast through the spaceship.
Yeah.
And then Tim Robbins goes outside and he's like, I'm not going to make it. And he takes his space hat off. Because that's what you call a helmet.
His helmet. His space hat.
He takes his space hat off.
Goddamn space
and then he's like an icicle immediately. And then they land and fucking aliens take him away at the end.
They go through like a fucking portal or some bullshit.
Yeah. Who was the...
Was Don Cheadle there or something?
Yeah, Don Cheadle survives.
Don Cheadle, isn't he the survivor from the previous mission?
Yes.
And he's like crazy because he's been alone for too long.
And oxygen deprived. And then who was the other guy?
Well, there's a lady who's like the pilot.
There's a lady bitch.
It's a lady.
A lady bitch. Not a lady. Thank you, James, for clearing that up for me.
Sorry.
She's a lady. She's also a bitch.
I mean...
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like that guy's a bitch.
Look at him.
Jesus.
James.
Dude, that came out right... like, the same era, because I do love space madness sort of things. Like, people going crazy because they've been alone in space for too long. Right. Like, Event Horizon.
Oh, man.
That movie.
I love that
so
movie.
Fucking good.
I like that movie.
Love that movie. Also, one of my favorite metal bands... based an album off of that, because as well as Dante's Inferno, because that movie was also kind of based off Dante's Inferno. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
what band?
Zayo. Oh. They did an album called Save Yourself from Hell.
Oh.
Or it was actually, it was like Latin. It was
the Latin version. Yeah. Like
Liberate Te Ex Infernus or something like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Which was
it's fucking amazing.
That was the decrypted message that they found when they went to the spacecraft in Event Horizon.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, literally, they all got fucked up when they went through the thing.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So it's like, and that movie was based off of, like, loosely, but like had sure. like a lot of heavy elements from Dante's Inferno. And like their album was structured like the circles of hell, and they would have like bits from they had an intro that was really cool, and like right into the first song, which is blisteringly awesome, and they like right before it starts, it's like Sam Neill's character's gone crazy and he's like, the reality is much, much worse, and then like the song starts, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Man, I have to watch that movie again.
Yeah, right.
Watch it alone at night.
Yeah.
That is the last time I watched it was my wife was working late. And I was at home on the couch, and I just had the Event Horizon disc that my friend had let me borrow. And I was like, oh, man, it's been forever since I've seen this. And he was like, oh, I have it here. Just borrow it. So I was just like, oh, watch this. I haven't seen it
in a
long-ass time. And I'm just sitting there like,
oh, every time, like if my wife goes to like, hey, we're gonna meet up with all the girls and we're gonna go to do this, I'm like, all right, cool, guys, we like bachelor weekend, whatever. I'm like, I'm gonna watch. I mean, I can watch these movies at any point in time, but I'm like, I'm gonna.
I'm scared. I'm not afraid.
Like, I'm gonna watch all these like surreal, like weird movies, like that I've just been meaning to get to for a while, and I puss out every single time, because I know it's like. Like the Evangelion rebuilds, because I know like how the series and the movies, like watching those, I was like, that just fucked me up so hard. Like it's really hard to freak me out. I'm extremely rational and extremely scientific, but I'm also like, you guys know I'm a huge philosophy nerd. Like I went to goddamn school. Like that was my stupid degree.
That was like that movie. It was called goddamn school.
Stupid fucking degree.
And like things like Evangelion, where it's like, you cannot verify anything you think. And it just
the verification of the thing changes the result.
Changes exactly. And it's just that like that thought is injected in your head, and then it's like, here's really fucked up imagery now that thought is in your
good
head
luck.
And I walk away from it like I don't know what happened to my psyche, to myself. And so then they rebuilt it now that they actually had some money for the series, and it's like every review is coming out like, this is like, remember how fucked up you were before? It's 1,000 times worse. And so I was like, I should really watch this. And every time she goes like she's like, oh, I'm gonna meet up with the girls for this weekend, all right, yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I'm like, I'm gonna play Mario Kart.
It's dark now.
It's dark and scary.
I'm gonna play with the bright colors in my go-kart.
Yeah, the dogs are asleep. I can't watch it because it's scary and they don't like being scared when they're asleep. Event Horizon is one of those movies.
So Event Horizon is like Ian's creepy anime.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Or it's just up there. That's why there's actually I've seen it before. Or it's like watching you're watching Aeon Flux.
Oh yeah.
Or
Liquid Television
shit, which is so brilliant, but also really fucked up at the same time. There's I've actually seen it a couple of times, but it still messes me up. It's actually a French surreal animated movie called Fantastic Planet. That was really cool, but where the hell were we going with this?
I don't know.
Why don't we Kingdom just... Hearts.
Oh yeah, Kingdom Hearts is where this all started.
Well, the only thing I can think of is like, I remember when that game came out and everybody was like, because they were announcing it. It was kind of like when Square was just pumping out awesome stuff one after another. Like it was post Final Fantasy VII era. They could do like they came through the
they could do
Super
no wrong.
Nintendo era. Then Final Fantasy VII, they could do no wrong.
Right, and I think
PlayStation well, Two
Kingdom Hearts happened after Final Fantasy VIII came out.
After Final Fantasy because IX, because it was a PS2 game.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of the main characters in Kingdom Hearts 1 were from Final Fantasy VIII.
Right.
And then
it was like, they took Final Fantasy, or they took like Square Universe stuff and then combined it with Disney. And also like, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And then the one kid played it and was like, guys, it's awesome. It's amazing.
And then everyone was just like, it just spread like wildfire.
Yeah, and just took off.
Yeah, Man, it was
well,
such
we were
a good
all
game.
Like shitting on it. The one kid who was like, "I'll try it," came in and was like, "Wait, no!
Everyone
I know
listen.
The truth. Everyone, listen to me. Shut up, nerd.
Shut up.
No, wait. It's amazing. I'm gonna believe you, nerd, and go try it." And then I did.
And then you did. After you pantsed him.
This is a conversation that Ian had entirely in his head.
Well, out loud with himself.
No, nerd, I don't believe you. No,
nothing
it's
exists
awesome. All in Ian's
head. His parents are standing back, just shaking their heads like, "I told you there was something wrong with that boy."
Yeah, that boy.
He takes after your side of the family.
Yeah, that boy ain't right.
I tell you what.
Tell you what.
All right. Well, I think we've beat the horse to death
We can just keep beating it off. I think we're pretty
well,
good
but it's
that.
Dead. So I mean, probably with no results.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This, oh man, this has been a night.
What?
So natural.
A night amongst nights.
A night to remember. No, is that natural? Does that feel right?
Man, you guys are smooth, like yeah. Butter.
We're smooth like sandpaper.
Yeah, that's probably more.
Because that's the opposite. It's an oxymoron.
Oh, I get it. Thank you, James.
The play on words,
et cetera. I understand now.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, I think we're all
movies and games.
We're
stay
all done talking about the shit.
Restraining order issued. Movies are to remain 500 yards from video games and vice versa at all times.
Or else you risk damaging electronic. Yeah.
Unless
devices.
It's well thought out, like the Rowdy Roddy Piper game.
Unlike anything else we usually talk about.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so. Well thought out stuff is not our forte.
No.
No. No, no, no.
Seat of our pants? Very good. We're very good at that.
Yeah.
We're not even very good.
I mean,
we've
pants. Touched on this before. We're
sometimes,
like mediocre at best.
Sometimes we have
I regularly
pants.
Touch on it. Yeah, what are we talking about?
Stop touching the seat of my pants, James.
Inside your pants. In your pants.
In
your pants.
Anyways.
That's sexy.
All right.
I think
we're probably done.
I think we're probably wrapping up. James, take us home.
Anyways, so I'm James. You can find me on Twitter. I don't know. Remember what's my handle?
You're
I think you're the
doo-doo
monster.
Shitman.
Oh yeah.
I'm Thanks. At Shitman.
Thanks, Danny.
Shit Chooper.
I'm at doo-doo monster.
On the
Twitter.
Tweeter.
Yeah. Danny Quinn.
You can find me, Danny, at curly _ mustache.
No, you?
No! No!
I feel like
no,
there would be
no
a
o.
U
there,
in there.
There is a U. There's no O.
And over
you
there.
Fucking
pig. Over there.
Mustache. Order.
That's Ian.
I'm Ian. I'm Ian. You can find me at The Space Ian. Not just any Space Ian.
The
Space Ian.
Is there a capital T? I don't think that's how that works.
No, I don't think Twitter cares. Yeah. Twitter mainly cared because it was like, Space Ian's already taken. And I was like, fuck that guy.
Fuck that
article.
I'm the Space
so I killed him.
Yeah. Anyways.
It ate his heart to gain his strength.
That was like a space noise right there.
I mean, I am Space Ian.
Proven.
The Space Ian.
So, this is. We are.
This has been.
This has been. Has it been?
It has been. Where has been?
This is
Hasbro Toys.
This is a has-been.
Yeah, Ian. Ian is a has-been.
And we are a bit drunk.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Cheers.